Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music from my artist of the week, Teddy Swims. And in today's news you can use, you're hearing part of my conversation with Dr. Roseanne Lipsick. She's the author of the brand new book, Honest Aging, An Insider's Guide to the Second Half of Life. Really informative. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, special counsel got a search warrant for Twitter to turn over information on Trump's account, new documents say. Special counsel Jack Smith's team obtained a search warrant in January for records related to former President Donald Trump's Twitter account. A judge levied a $350,000 fine on the company for missing the deadline to comply, according to court documents released on Wednesday. The new details were included in a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in Washington over a legal battle surrounding the warrant that has played out under seal for months. The court rejected Twitter's claim that it should not have been held in contempt or sanctioned. Smith's team reportedly mentioned Trump's tweet in an indictment unsealed last week that charges the former president with conspiring to subvert the will of the people and cling to power after he lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruction of Congress certification of Biden's win. He posted on his Truth Social platform on Wednesday that the Justice Department secretly attacked his Twitter account, and he categorized the investigation as an attempt to infringe on his bid to reclaim the White House in 2024. It's unclear what information Smith may have sought from Trump's Twitter account. Possibilities include data about when or where the posts were written, their engagement, and the identities of other accounts that reposted Trump's content. The search warrant underscores the breadth of the investigation and the lengths Smith has gone to obtain evidence to build his case. In a recent signal that Smith's investigation is continuing, former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik met Monday with investigators from Special Counsel Smith's team. Prosecutors obtained the search warrant on January 17th, directing Twitter to produce information on Trump's account after a court found probable cause to search the account for evidence of criminal offenses, according to the ruling. The government also obtained a non-disclosure agreement that had prohibited Twitter from disclosing the search warrant, the filing said. The court found that disclosing the warrant could risk that Trump could jeopardize the ongoing investigation by giving him an opportunity to destroy evidence, change patterns of behavior, or notify his allies, the filing said. In more national news, Senator Dianne Feinstein falls at home and goes to hospital, but scans are clear, her office says. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the oldest member of Congress, fell in her home and went to a hospital for a short time, her office said on Wednesday. The 90-year-old California Democrat, who has faced mounting concerns about her health and her ability to perform the duties of a senator, briefly went to the hospital yesterday afternoon as a precaution after a minor fall in her home, her office said in a statement. All of her scans were clear, and she returned home later on Tuesday, said her spokesperson. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said in a statement, he spoke with Feinstein on Wednesday morning. She said she suffered no injuries and briefly went to the hospital as a precaution, Schumer said. I'm glad she is back home now and is doing well. And more national news, Hollywood strike matches the 100-day mark of the last writer's strike in 2007-2008. Wednesday's milestone comes as the U.S. film and television industries remain paralyzed by dual strikes by its actors and screenwriters. There's no foreseeable end. A negotiating session last week involving Hollywood studios and streamers and the striking writers ended with little progress. Television networks are a month away from starting a new fall season, and broadcasters have already put contingency plans in place for programming that excludes their most popular scripted series. Hollywood actors began their strike July 14th of this year, creating the first dual strike since 1960. Issues at play for both unions include the use of artificial intelligence and residuals related to streaming. The Writers Guild of America held special pickets calling attention to the 100-day in New York and Los Angeles. Outside the Netflix offices on Broadway in Manhattan, the picket line had an upbeat feel. In more national news, Tory Lanez gets 10 years in prison for shooting Megan Thee Stallion. A judge sentenced rapper Tory Lanez to 10 years in prison Tuesday for shooting and wounding hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion in the feet, bringing a conclusion to a 3-year legal and cultural saga that saw two careers and lives thrown into turmoil. The Los Angeles Superior Court judge handed down the sentence to the 31-year-old Lanes, who was convicted in December of 3 felonies, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, having a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. And finally, in business news, Wall Street ended lower ahead of inflation report. Stocks closed lower as Wall Street waited for a highly anticipated report on inflation that's arriving today. The S&P 500 lost 0.7% Wednesday and has now dropped 6 of the last 7 days. The Dow lost 191 points or 0.5% after flipping between gains and losses through the day. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.2%. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. All that you are and all that is possible begins with understanding that you are not your own. You are created to impact the world in an amazing way. Who are you not to do it? Have an amazing Thursday. Teddy Swims is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his new single, Lose Control, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problem at it. Problem is I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees, darling, please. Oh, I'm
part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Roseanne Leipzig in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Dr. Roseanne Leipzig joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her new book, Honest Aging, An Insider's Guide to the Second Half of Life. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Leipzig, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate you stopping by.
It's my pleasure, sir.
This is an important topic. It is not something that's easy to talk about. My mother just turned 76, Dr. Leipzig, and my father just retired at the age of 65. And, of course, these are issues that we are now talking about, some of the things you address in your book. What has it been like for you to have these honest conversations about aging, what to expect, and how you can deal with it?
It actually has been very exciting to me because, as you said, a lot of people don't want to talk about aging. It's kind of the stage we know we're going to get to, but we don't necessarily want to think about it before we get there. And my whole point is the more you think about it before you get there, the better your aging is going to be. So it's been wonderful to hear people's stories and hear their concerns.
What I love so much about the book, I'm 48 myself, Dr. Leipzig, and what I enjoy so much about the book, and I think maybe coming from having been a caregiver to my grandmother before she died, and now, of course, helping my parents, is that one of the big things is life is not over because you're growing older, right? I think that's the thing a lot of people think once you reach a certain number, life is over. You make that very clear in the book. That's not the case. How liberating has that been for you in conversations to let people know that regardless of their age, it doesn't have to be the end of their life. It can just be a new beginning for them.
It's been incredibly liberating, not just for them, but for me. I'm 72, okay? So I look at life expectancy throughout the last, 1,000 years. And we are so lucky. We have this extra 20 to 40 years after we've retired, after the kids are out of the house, to be able to do the things we haven't done before.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have that on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm our host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.